Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Peace and love, family. Thank you guys for tuning into the Motivational Classroom with Haru, Cedric, and Dwight. And I am your host, Haru. And today we are going to be talking about what are thoughts and how do we train them, right? So when it comes to the topic of thoughts, now, if you've been listening to the Motivational Classroom, you know that we have covered the area of thoughts in many of our broadcasts, you know what I'm saying? So we feel that it was a need for us to kind of zone it down and do it in one broadcast to really teach people, you know what I'm saying? Well, not just teach people, but really learn together, right? Because this is a classroom, you know what I'm saying? So let me get that clear. Motivational classroom, right? So we can learn together, right? What are thoughts, right? And how do we train them? You know what I'm saying? So, like, how do we redirect our thoughts? Where do thoughts come from? I need to write that down. Where do thoughts come from? And train them, right? So I am joined with my brothers, Cedric and Dwight. Peace and love, brothers.
Bitch, what? What up now?
Hey!
Uh-oh.
Come on. Where you at?
That's where you better goddamn know. That's where you motherfucking see.
Man. Yes, how y'all feeling today, brothers?
Turned up like a light switch.
Oh, man. Look, I feel that way over way in Texas, brother.
That's what's up.
I love it.
I feel like when she said that, all I envisioned was somebody lighting, you know, how you lighting something and, you know, like some dynamite, y'all better get y'all ass out of there because it's going to blow.
Man,
yes, sir.
Like a light switch, baby.
That's a song, ain't that a song? Okay, I'm going to have to find that song real quick. But all right, brothers, all right. So today we are talking about what are thoughts and how to train them. So, Brother Cedric, how do you feel about the topic at hand, bro?
I think that today is actually going to be that day that people are going to be, oh, shit, are you serious? And the reason why I say that is because I think deep down inside, people want to know, but it's not that they're scared to find out. I think what it really boils down to is the fact that you can actually train your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't even, I don't even think people fathom the idea that thoughts is something that we create.
Mm-hmm.
And if we create them, that means we can train them. Because everything we do when it comes to our subconscious is training. That's the one thing I think that we don't talk about. When we train ourselves into a better frequency when it comes to, say, you're coming into a spiritual enlightenment, you have to embrace the spiritual enlightenment. Well, guess what? You have to train yourself or train your subconscious to do certain things because before you weren't doing them, such as meditation. You have to train yourself and put yourself in a training mode to where automatically when you get up, you do your ashe, you do your affirmations, meditate, whenever it is that you meditate, you do everything as far as your subconscious goes in a routine, and that routine is written by you. You are the fucking supercomputer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are the supercomputer. Man, brother, that is profound. Because even go ahead, Brother Dwight. Yeah, I don't want to go too deep right now. Go ahead, Dwight.
Right.
Cause see, damn, this just
keeps
got me over.
We finna go in the show, bro.
Yeah, I'm over. And look, And look, I'm over here. I'm over here laying down in a meditative state right now. So you're talking about shit, ready to go in deep thought. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
man, it's powerful. That's what my brother said, because you're talking about the very fact that how you've already been trained, your thoughts have already been trained for you. So now it is your obligation. You are obliged to take control once again of your mainframe. See, once you view yourself as a computer, once you view yourself as this vessel, and you understand how your brain is constantly soaking up information, not only from what it sees and what it hears and what you touch and all these different things, the very aspects of you that your brain controls, but it's also receiving information from somewhere else. So where is this coming from? So when you understand the power of television, the power of your food, the power of all these things that we always talk about, you begin to understand that your brain has already been programmed for you. You have already been assimilated into a program. This is why it's so hard for you to go against the program that is already within you, because you've already been living this program. So when you come to a realization, see, it's like a glitch. Like we always talk about a glitch. See, a glitch has to be thrown in your matrix, because we're all living this in this harmony, in this diaspora, from a different perspective. So we're all seeing the world from a different pair of eyes. So everybody's not going to be moved by the same thing. See, this is, and I'll take it here, and then, you know, we'll get a little deeper into that later on. This is what we talk about when we talk about a shift in consciousness on a mass level. This is why we talk about messiahs. This is why we talk about the coming of Christ. All these different things of people coming and a mass group of people, consciousness level being shifted because of this one person's actions. This is what we just experienced with Nipsey Hussle.
Powerful, brother. Powerful. Ooh. Oh, here we go. All right, I didn't think I got it queued up. There we go. Yeah. Gonna be one of those days.
Hey.
All right. Well, as y'all know, we got our beloved LJ in the building with us. LJ, let us know how you doing, baby. And without getting too deep, you know what I'm saying, let us know how you feeling, baby, and what you think about the topic.
I love the topic. Greetings, panel, family, loved ones, and those to come. Deep and yet so shallow.
Okay.
Because we are not trying ourselves as individuals, but we're wanting to test the collective. Well, you only know when you're worthy from your thoughts. Because as you think, so you are. So in addition to the topic, I would like for the listeners to challenge themselves on the thought, am I ready for thinking? Am I ready for thinking? Because in your thinking, your thoughts manifest. So be thoughtful.
Okay. All right. Did you tell us how you feel? I didn't catch that. You may have.
That's how I feel. That is the process.
No.
The process of the thought.
Okay. But how you feel in general,
I am currently out in nature.
Okay.
Right now, I am out in nature, and I am in a thought process.
Okay.
And I'm challenging the thought.
Okay. All right, baby. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Look, you had took me for a spin this month. You did something different. So I'm like, okay, wait a minute. All right. I love it, though. I love out in nature. I love it.
I'm sorry.
Breathing in.
I didn't mean it.
No, you're all right. Look, when you keep up, you just kind of threw a left hook on us right there. Like, okay.
I am literally out in nature in thought.
Okay. All right. Love it. And we talk thoughts today. So All right. I love it. All right. Well, I had I'm going to just mute you, LJ, you know what I'm saying? Or if you can mute, love. Okay, you did. Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so let's see. I had pulled – there is a – if you guys remember, I told you guys about there is like a website. It's called Happiness and Abundance. No, excuse me. It's called abundanceandhappiness.com. So abundance, and then you got your what do you call that? You got your the one on your numerical side of your keyboard, the one that's on top of the plus. What do you call the minus sign? Hello, duh. I'm sorry. So abundance, the minus sign, and the minus sign, happiness.com, right? I'm actually about to put it in the show notes here, but it is an article. I promise y'all, this is the first article that I read on this website, which got me intrigued and to go deeper into this website. And it breaks down the power of your thoughts in an article, right? So, and I tagged you and Dwight in it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, just in your time, and if y'all brothers want, but to the audience, you know what I'm saying? If you really want to really, truly kind of play a scientific challenge, as LJ has just stated, right? If you really want to do that, I'm going to provide an article, a great starting point, you know what I'm saying, for you guys to do that. And, I mean, it helped me, to each their own, but, yeah, I'm going to put this here. But when it comes to this topic, do you guys know right offhand what are some kind of key real pointers that you want to point out that's really important for the audience to get?
I think the ties to your thoughts, understanding what ties to your thoughts. I'm not going to give it away because we have an amazing audio for y'all, but it's something you got to understand. The ties that go with your thoughts change everything. And once you understand that, you will understand how to train. And I will leave it at that.
Okay. Brother Dwight.
Man, I'm with my brother Sid on that one. I concur.
Okay.
We're talking about, and it comes back to what I always say, examine your thoughts. Examine where they're coming from. Ask yourself, why am I thinking what I'm thinking? And there's levels to it, because after you ask yourself, why am I thinking what I'm thinking, you want to ask yourself what emotion is tied to this thought. All of your thoughts derive from an emotion. Then you must ask yourself, where are these emotions coming from? Now you're beginning to get to the root of these thoughts.
Powerful. I want to add to that, brothers, because y'all said it, but like autopilot, that's the thing that came to my mind when listening to y'all. Autopilot. A lot of our shit is on autopilot. So I think we should understand that first, right? And like, you know what I mean? Because the shit is on autopilot. Like when we waking up, we don't even realize this shit is going on. But when is the last time or the first time you just stopped and said, wait a minute, where the fuck are these thoughts coming from? This shit is coming on autopilot. Like, what the fuck?
I want to bring people back. Because a lot of people hear autopilot and be like, okay, you're thinking about flying, all right? I want to bring you back to your life. Your life is on cruise control, all right? That means your gauge has already been set. That means no matter what your speedometer says on your vehicle, you have not reached your max because your pedal ain't to the metal. See, the thing is governing you. There's a governor on cars. So, yes, when you're talking about autopilot, you're talking about anything that equates to you being on automatic. So the question then becomes is, who has you on automatic? Because it ain't you. Because guess what? If it was you, you wouldn't be searching for happiness.
I'm telling y'all, there is going to be hard pills that we have to swallow for ourselves when it comes to self-awareness, you know what I'm saying? And you just may be under a negative program that ain't even yours. Have you ever thought about it? I'm going to drop the bomb one more time on that. And, you know, it's a parasite, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's a, from my observation, let me say that, because I always have to take it back to that. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's truth is different, and I get that. But I feel that it's a generational parasite. You know what I mean? And then once we understand the basics of it all, you know what I'm saying? Then I think, you know, this is why I tell people, if you can help it, you know what I'm saying? Always in your spiritual growth, always remember 101. You know what I'm saying? Because see, they got the grades, the levels, kindergarten, first grade, they got that from the spiritual levels. You know what I'm saying? They mocked the spiritual system and put it in their educational system, right? And we get that. So, but even in the spirituality, y'all, sometimes a lot of us are jumping in on 608. You know what I'm saying? When you missed, you know what I mean? Like, you missed the vital one, which is 101. You know what I'm saying? And 101, I feel a lot of the awareness is in 101. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I forgot where I was going with that. But I mean, just know that 101 is very, very, very important, y'all. And even, I know y'all done experienced this. Even in y'all spiritual growth, y'all, you know, life happens, and life sometimes knocks us down to where we got to go back to the basics. I know y'all don't experience that shit. Back to the basics.
Because it's always lessons to be learned. And I love what you said about how you corrected yourself and said, you know what, everybody has their own truth. And that's so powerful within itself, because when you understand what that means, it means that you're entitled to your own truth, right? So if everybody sees the world from all these different perspectives, everybody's a collective of one thought, everybody's moving in harmony, life is like a song, like an orchestra. We're all a part of this. So when you ask yourself, whose thoughts, right? What are you a part of? What are you connected to? What is this that is driving you? So you have to get to the point to where you're able to deny your truth in the face of the divine truth. And the truth is always constant. The truth remains the same. The truth is undeniable. So the question then becomes, once again, are you able to accept the truth and deny your truths in the process?
Definitely want to ponder on, brother. Okay, man, y'all going in at the gate. I love it. Yeah, all
saying.
Right. Hey, that's what he said. All right, so we got Cetius in the building. Cetius, we love Cetius. We just want to know how you feeling, baby. We know you probably just listening, but we're talking about thoughts. You know what I'm saying? What are thoughts and how do we train them? Feeling and how you feel about the topic, love. All right, so she probably just listening in the background with her family. All right, Cetius, I'm going to mute you, baby, because you're muted. I can't hear you. But let me know if you want to come back in. All right. All right, LJ, do you want to add to that before we go into the clip? Because we're going to hop right in.
I would just like to say, you know, for me, thought is real. It's real. And it's real because when I dealt with doing the 4 bouts of chemo that I did, prior to being aware of what was going on authentically, I developed what the medical science calls chemo brain. And what it is that the poisons that they put into our system, it affects our short-term memory. So it's almost as if I am now currently rebuilding memory. I'm rebuilding thought processes. A lot of times I'll be like, you know, work with me, and I need for those that are working with me to be my triggers and my reminders of the things that I have even made contracts with, because if they're not something that I'm actively doing, I forget them. And it's not on purpose. It's just that my mind has been chemically affected from the chemo, and I am having to do exercises to stimulate that. So I do a lot of repetitive. I'm doing a lot of repetitive. I'm sorry, y'all. I had to go get my daughter, and we're doing some other stuff, but I'll make this short. So we had to, I had to do repetitive memory exercises. And those things are helping me to regenerate the part of my brain where my memory is that is affected by the chemotherapy. I can remember faces, but can't remember names. So unless you're somebody that is active in my life, I'll know who you are, but I can't pull your name. I know your energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I know your face, but I can't recall what your name is or case specific where I know you from. So exercises such as crossword puzzles and the game memory for the children, where you have to remember, like you flip a card and then you have to remember where you've seen the other card. Those things are helping me to re-stimulate the areas that I have lost. So repetition is a great way to keep, and not only keep your memory, but keep you triggered to what is important to you in your memory. And you'll find that when you go back to games and childlike things, those things really stimulate the brain to help you with your memory. Also, DNA coding. If you are connected with your spiritual body, your spiritual body will do this memory cycle for you, and you don't even realize it's happening. You'll go to places and be like, I remember being here, but I don't remember when I was here, type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like deja vu, kind of. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so, I was just thinking deja vu.
So repetition, for those of us who have our cognitive memory, if you want to keep that stimulated, continue to create cycles. I posted something on my Facebook page earlier, and it said that, I can't remember verbatim, but what it said is that you owe yourself time. You owe yourself time. So before you start your day, take a minimum of an hour to invest in you. And remember the positive things about yourself and reprogram yourself for your new day.
You owe yourself 1 hour a day of self-maintenance. It can include reading, writing, yoga, exercise, dancing, meditation, painting, or whatever. But you owe it to yourself. 1 hour, 124 a day, that's less than 5%. It matters. It really does make it count.
Yeah, that's it.
It does.
That's what I posted.
Yeah. Powerful.
And I want to tell people how much power it is in what LJ just said. I want everybody who's listening to understand something. Your brain is a muscle, just like every other muscle in your body. Except that this muscle controls your body. So once you understand what this means to you, you understand that if repetition is the mother of all skill, what are you doing to exercise your brain? See, this is where the control comes in. This is where all the subliminal control. This is why you don't even understand why you do the stuff you do, because your brain is used to doing it, so your body has no choice but to follow suit. It's where the head goes, the body must follow. So where your thought goes, your body has no choice but to abide by these thoughts. You're talking about cellular structure. You're talking about the fact that your brain controls every cell in your body. So when you're telling yourself a thought, you're telling not only yourself this thought, you're telling every cell in your body these thoughts. So it's so much power in what my sister said, because you must do mental exercise to exercise that brain, that muscle, that you have not been exercising, because somebody else has been utilizing your brain for you.
Powerful.
So true. So true.
Okay. All right, y'all. Let's go ahead. If y'all don't mind, let's go, unless anybody else has anything else to add before we go in the clip. I want to go straight into the clip, because it is so powerful and it's so profound. Spirit science is definitely great. You know what I mean? Y'all will see. Y'all will see. So we're going to go ahead and go into the clip. Does anybody else have anything before we go hop right on in?
Nope. I'm ready.
All right. All right, y'all, I'm ready too, because I have not heard this one in years. So I am ready. All right, so we're going to play the clip, and then we're going to play a song, and then we'll be back. Just if those of you are listening online, we encourage you to call in, guys. The number is going to be area code 929-477-3423, 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys are pressing one so that we can see you in the caller queue. So you can participate. If you got questions, raise your hand. Don't be scared, y'all. You know, everybody meets here on equal ground. You know what I'm saying? We don't want you to look up at us as your teachers. You know, we want to meet you. You know what I'm saying? Where you are. You know, and we meet as well as us meeting each other where we're at. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do here. So please call in. Please participate. You know, we want more participation from the audience. That's what we want. That is going to be our goal for the remaining of April and May, to bring in audience participation. All right, guys. So if you cannot call in, right, there are no excuses. Hear me, okay? Stop making excuses for yourself in your own life. You know what I'm saying? If there's something where you feel that thought to where you want to make an excuse, challenge that shit. So here's what you can do. Google Voice. Google Voice is another way that you can call in. Download Google Voice. It's fast. It's easy. The shit will sync with your phone. You know, it do it for you. So there are no excuses. Like Lisa G used to always tell me, there is always more than one way to skin a cat. You know what I'm saying? So there is no excuses. That is one lesson that she taught me that will stick for me throughout this incarnation. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Lisa G. All right, so this is Spirit Science, and this is one on thought. And, yeah, we'll play this, and we'll play a song, and we'll be back. Peace and love.
Peace.
The religion of the future will be a cosmic religion. It should transcend personal God and avoid dogma and theology. Can you feel it? A sort of anticipation growing stronger and stronger? Another way of putting it is time is speeding up. We've heard that discussion for a while now. I know many people are feeling it, whether it happens while observing world events or perhaps through personal experiences in their own lives. Something big is happening. You can see signs of it all over the world. Technology is rapidly transforming the way that we live our lives. Information of literally every variety is available to us at the touch of a button. We are seeing huge debates and conversations taking place about all manner of subjects, from equality to major global issues. New cryptocurrencies appear to be on the brink of changing the way that we interface with finances and wealth. And while all the while we keep seeing warnings from scientists about global warming and overpopulation, which, if things reach some sort of dangerous climax, it has the potential to catapult us into a different way of life very quickly. And with all of these changes, we are actively in the process of discovering something amazing. We are remembering who we are. This revolutionary discovery is what will transform life on Earth into something completely different, something incredible and beautiful, aligned harmoniously with nature. So many people across the globe are learning about this, and by applying what they've learned to their lives, have come to witness marvelous changes. Some have been so impacted that they've dedicated their lives to sharing what they've learned with the world. Personally, I'm someone who's still exploring it, and I want more people to talk about it with. Mind, body, spirit. This is the sacred trinity behind life on Earth. Without even one of these three, we could not function properly. And yet, in today's world, we really only understand two of the three. We have scientifically mapped the brain and have a fairly comprehensive understanding of the body. We understand so much about each of these. Yet, what do we really know about the spirit, the soul? What is it? Where does it come from? For centuries, religions have been the primary source for answers pertaining to the soul. But they're not concrete. Each religion has its own answers about how things work on the spiritual level. Yet, as we've touched on, with so much information available to us and many ancient discoveries continuing to redefine our history, there are many people now recognizing the common threads between all of these religions and putting the pieces together along with modern science, which is skyrocketing our understanding further and further into an amazing new world of freedom and delight. For a long time, these incredible insights went largely unnoticed by the global community. And while governments and secret services of the world acknowledge them, it wasn't something that really got to the masses. Yet, today, the world is waking up. Today, this information is freely available to all of us, and I'm going to share it with you. Have you ever had a moment where you knew exactly what someone was going to say 2 or 3 seconds before they even started talking? Do you have a shared connection between a loved one or a pet where you can always tell exactly what the other was feeling or what they're thinking of even when they're not really around? What about that curious feeling like you were being watched, only to turn around to see, yak, yeah, just like that? We've all had experiences like these, at least a few times, some many more than others. There are even a few people who can tap into this experience quite easily, and while generally they're written off as being crazy, maybe we've been mistaken. Perhaps there's genuine validity to the idea of psychic. In the world of science, what do we really know about consciousness? We don't really know what consciousness is or how it works. This is what is sometimes called the hard problem, because there's no obvious explanation for why we should be conscious at all. And it's because of this reason that consciousness studies is one of the most exciting frontier areas of science today. For a long time, scientists believed that thoughts resided purely in the brain, and that was the end of the story. Today, however, we understand a lot more, and there are several individuals and their teams I'd love to give special commendations towards. The first scientist is a man named Dr. Rupert Sheldrake, PhD. This man has compiled a number of powerful and thought-provoking experiments which change the way that we look at and understand our minds. From his work and experiments, he puts forth the idea that the mind is not isolated inside the head at all, but extends out into the world around us as a morphogenetic field. One thing I love about this man is that he used very practical and common experiences that many of us go through on a daily basis and turned them into a wide array of powerful scientific experiments. In one particular experiment, they demonstrated the connection between dogs and humans by monitoring the behavior of the dog when the person was out of the house. And the dogs would repeatedly show behavior of waiting by the door for their human buddy as early as when the person even had the intention to go home, even from long distances away. Skeptics are often quick to respond that the dogs are used to hearing familiar car sounds, or they know generally what time their human comes home at. And so Dr. Sheldrake ran the experiments using unfamiliar cars and random and unusual times for the individuals to go home, which still yielded the same results, having the dogs wait by the door the moment that the person sets the intention to return. Dr. Sheldrake also did a number of experiments which he described as telephone telepathy, in which people would randomly call a participant and the person on the receiving end would have to guess who is calling them out of a list of possible callers. The results of this study showed a rather high level of intuition for most people, who were able to guess who was calling at a rather high rate than you would expect if it was purely random guessing. This experiment was also taken further with the sense of being stared at, where he proved that people were able to intuitively know whether or not they were being watched, with stunning results as well. Using this morphogenetic field theory, we are able to explain how herd animals move together as if they were a single unit. Dr. Sheldrake explains this by suggesting that each animal in the herd acts a bit like they were their own magnet, emitting its own unique signal into the field. But as they all come together, much like magnets, they link together to form a singular, larger field. What Dr. Sheldrake concludes through his publications and presentations is that the cosmos is not a lifeless mechanism that we have essentially believed since the 17th century, but an organic living system which is designed to evolve and grow, just as we experience in our own lives. I think my favorite line of his is that, in response to people who suggest this phenomenon is paranormal and whatnot, he simply says, "It's not paranormal, it's normal. It's not supernatural, it's natural." In the comments below, you can find links to Dr. Sheldrake's presentation that he gave at Google in 2008, as well as one to an interview he did in 2016. And there are several wonderful Gaia presentations featuring his work as well that we'd love for you to check out. The next scientist I want to share with you is Dr. Dean Radin, PhD, and his team at the Institute of Noetic Sciences. These amazing people have created a most compelling experiment where they demonstrated that using nothing but meditative thought, you can affect the outcome of an experiment from the other side of the planet in real time. Dr. Radin's talk begins by him describing that almost all of the fathers of quantum mechanics have described that something extraphysical must be involved in the measurement chain of an experiment, and by this they referred to consciousness, something outside of what we know as material reality. He then goes on to explain that they built a very simple double-slit experiment. Most of you are probably familiar with the double slit experiment, but the simple version is that this is an experiment which shoots photons through two slits, making a pattern appear on the receiver past the slit openings. The thing about this experiment that has mystified scientists for years is that if you don't observe the experiment, the photons seem to shoot through both slits and act as a waveform, giving you a unique wave pattern in the results. However, if you actively observe the photons as they're going through the hole, the photons change their function and act more as if they were solid objects, and either go through one hole or the other, giving you a pattern on the receiving end simply as two slits, as you might expect if you were shooting a tiny BB gun through the holes. Now, what Dr. Radden and his team did was take this experiment to the next level by taking meditators outside of the room and away from the double slit machine to focus on the experiment taking place and see if they can, using nothing but their thoughts, intentions, and consciousness, affect the outcome of the experiment. The results of this experiment were so phenomenal and conclusive that they received a 5 sigma result, which in science terms essentially means that there is only a 1 in 3.5 million chance that the positive results they received were due to statistical fluctuations over the spectrum of the experiments performed. Because of these tremendous results, the Noetic Sciences team put their experiment on the internet to really put it to the test, and between January 2012 and December of 2014, they received thousands of sessions from around the world. Once again, they received compelling results of an individual's ability to affect the outcome of an experiment irrespective of distance. People did this from across the globe and still affected the experiment's results in real time simply by the power of their meditation. Further, we should mention that these guys were incredibly thorough in their experiments, taking account of a wide array of possibilities that might be affecting the outcome of the experiment. Dr. Radden also presents towards the end of his talk that they are not the only ones who have demonstrated this, and he pulls out a number of past experiments that have been done throughout the last several decades that have come to the same conclusions, but of course didn't receive much respect from the global scientific community. He explains that this is likely because most of science so far is based on a materialistic paradigm, and that if we add consciousness to the base in our model of the universe, as long as we can figure out the bridge between consciousness and physics, we don't have to throw out our old information, but rather just continue to add to it and develop our understanding as we always have done. If you're curious about all of the details, I highly recommend watching the full presentation on YouTube, and we'll include links to this in the comments below. What Dean and his team essentially concluded was that it's not so much that consciousness just collapses the wave function, but rather that consciousness steers the outcome of the experiment. Observational effect is an active experience rather than passive. Further, the role of consciousness in the physical world can be tested. It has been tested many times and in many ways, and the results of these experiments suggest that consciousness is an active participant in reality. Now, these experiments largely have to do with thought, feeling, and intention. But as we discussed earlier, what about the soul? Well, this is very interesting because in a book called The Field by Lynn McTaggart, she shares with us the work of a man named Dr. Fritz Albert Popp, PhD. This man and his researchers have conducted experiments that confirms the existence of biophotons. These particles of light with no mass transmit information within and between cells inside of us. His work shows that DNA in a living cell stores and releases photons, creating biophotonic emissions that may hold the keys to illnesses and health. Over the years, Popp has published 8 books and more than 150 scientific journal articles and studies which address many questions of theoretical physics, biology, complementary medicine, and biophotons. There are some great articles and videos to check out about his work, and we'll post some links to those in the comments below as well. Dr. Popp's work is especially interesting because it describes that at our most fundamental level, we are beings of light. This goes back to a number of ancient spiritual traditions and teachings who explain that we are all created beings of light, whole and complete, but have forgotten who we are, and that by our process of remembering, we can actively increase the amount of light that our DNA is emitting and raise our consciousness to a point that we may experience what is called ascension. The rising into a new way of life and a new world of possibilities opens to us, free of suffering. This is what is described by the card The Child in Patch Tarot, which fuses the zero and the one together, showing the connection between the masculine and the feminine within us, the harmony between the heart and the mind in perfect balance to create the phi ratio, and speaks to the limitless possibilities that are available to us when we live from this enlightened place. Now, with all of this research out of the way, let's bring things down to a practical level for all of us. Let's say for the sake of discussion that when you think of something, anything, it appears right in front of you. No, not physically, but let's say it appears in a different realm, one that is in and around all of us, the field that the scientists were describing by their experiments. We can call it the field, the astral realm, the thought realm, whatever you like. For the sake of simplicity, in this video, let's call it the field. When you're doing something, you start by thinking about it. Whether you're building a pool in your backyard or making a sandwich, you have to have thought of it first. Even the subconscious thoughts for things like walking and breathing. This shouldn't be anything new to us. We think of things before we do them. Even if it's a split second before the action. This is just how we function, and the physical actions we take generally match the thoughts that we've created in our minds. You might say that we move through our thoughts, turning non-physical thoughts into physical actions. When an inventor gets an idea, this idea can quickly move through all of his colleagues and friends. And this is because ideas and thoughts are spreadable. Multiple people can concentrate upon the same idea at once, allowing the ideas to grow and develop further. This isn't anything strange. Think tanks have existed long into our history. In this scenario, don't think of thoughts as separate, but as a whole that everyone is focusing upon at the same time, and maybe even through time itself. Of course, because we can't physically see this realm of thoughts, we have to use functions like speech and body language in order to communicate them. At least for now, this is how we connect and bridge our thoughts together, through communication. Because of this, we add a bit of our own creation to the mix every time we share something, our own spice, if you will, while still working towards the same common goal. A social gathering is another good example of this at work too. People gather together because they share the same thoughts and emotions as the rest of the people there. Even if you're using something that someone else made, which, let's face it, basically every aspect of our lives involves using something that someone else or nature itself produced, you're still creating your own experience for yourself. You manifested that iPad, house, relationship, or whatever into your experiences. With the notion that thoughts connect with other thoughts comes our first big realization. This new understanding of just how intertwined we really are. We are not only connected in the physical realm, but mentally and spiritually as well. Up until recently, humankind has always understood that they were connected only through their physical being. We assumed that the conscious experience and all of the thinking was totally 100% isolated from everyone else. The fact is, we're not. We are so connected with each other, it's almost impossible to believe. But it's true. We have the science to back it up. Now, thoughts being created are just the tip of the iceberg. The real interesting part comes when you look at emotions. Emotions are much more powerful than thoughts, in that they have more gravity. Emotions pull on you. They often control your actions and guide you throughout your life. It's not always your thoughts that decide where you sit in a classroom or on a bus, but rather, if you like that girl or you think that guy smells. When a couple is together, it's their emotions that keep them tethered. If they're fighting, it's their emotions that break them apart. You watch TV or movies that stimulates and compels you on an emotional level. You hang out with friends because you have emotional bonds with them. And now this applies on a smaller scale too. Do you ever have a morning where you wake up grumpy and stub your toe getting up and just think, ah, this is just gonna be one of those days. And then the entire day following is terrible and just everything goes wrong? What about days where you wake up excited and happy and ready to go? Your whole day is just excellent in all of the right ways. Even if something bad does happen, you're less affected by it because you're in such a great place emotionally. The reason for these different potentials in how your day goes is due to your emotional state. And to that end, if you wake up in the morning and just take a deep breath and say a prayer of gratitude for your life and the dawning of a new day, it will instantaneously align you with a more harmonious day for yourself. Even if something bad does happen, you can experience it as an opportunity for learning and growth rather than something that, ah, sucks, poo, now I'm in a bad mood, grr. You see, it's through our conscious participation in our own lives that transforms us from riding on the waves of other people's joys and sorrows to creating our own waves and living the life we want to have. You can look into society and see how we create our lives actively by the way that people speak and act. Those who are the most successful are those who talk most of success. And the people who speak most of illness have that. Yes, illness is also a creation of ours. If we have a low immune system, it's because of our own low vibration, which is a product of the disharmony both within us and in our environment. It also relates heavily with food, the primary nourishment that we put in our bodies. Food is a massive conversation on its own, and you can learn more about it in our food series, episode 33. We can liken healing with healthy food to healing from mental and emotional struggles. What quality of thoughts are you allowing into your heart and mind? In this way, healing is a simple process of going inside and addressing our own negativity, resolving the traumas, releasing the pent-up emotional energy, and making room for more light to come through. That said, one of the best and easiest ways that we've found to do this is with shamanic plant medicine, and you can learn more about that in my testimonial I mentioned at the beginning, The Transformation of Jordan River. There's one thing that becomes apparent with this new understanding. We create our reality. We may not always be 100% in control of what happens to us. However, we are 100% responsible for what we do with the experiences that we've had, and we are especially responsible for our own healing of the bad experiences too. Throughout history, we have always played the blame game. It's his fault I didn't get the promotion. It's her fault I couldn't go to the game. It's everyone else's fault I'm so depressed. Whatever it is, and this might be the hardest part to truly get, it's you. All of it is within you. Your happiness, your sadness, your fears, and your fortunes. Every single experience of your life on earth was because of you, for you, and within you. Remember, just as you are creating your own individual reality, we are all co-creating our realities together. We are one species, and as a species, we are creating the realities that we are experiencing as a collective. One argument I hear a lot is, well, what about the starving kids in Africa? How are they creating their starving reality? I would respond to that by suggesting that it's a part of the bigger picture, and that if we can see the bigger picture, we can bring love and support to those in need if we have more abundance than them. This applies through all levels. As a family, you create your reality, and your actions will change what the family experiences. Likewise for a community and a city and a country. Because of this, and because we are not in tune with ourselves, it may often seem like we do not have complete control over what we experience. Sometimes we are seemingly forced into scenarios that are outside of our control. This happens as a result of our collective disharmony and lack of connections to ourselves and our environments. When we become more in tune with what's in our hearts, we can feel out certain scenarios and decide if that's a path we want to take. Maybe I won't go into that dark alley. Maybe it feels right to not take that job. Beyond that, even if you do have an experience that you feel is outside of your control, now it's your turn to decide what you do next. You can allow the experience to get the best of you and drain your energy, or you can decide to take it for what it is, experience it, and keep moving forward, keep growing, keep learning. Every dark cloud has a silver lining, and if you're looking for that silver lining, you'll have a much easier time finding it. Many of us have heard of this thing called the Law of Attraction, which talks about something similar to this. Across the entire world, people have written in to tell of their amazing stories where they really focused on meeting their heart's desire and then received it through some miracle or synchronicity. This is but a small piece in the vast ocean of the internal world that we're talking about, and it is incredibly real, and you can literally change everything in your life by the power that's inside of you. I know this from my own personal experiences, and it's not hard to find others who have too. One continuous argument I hear from people who deny this whole thing is something like, you don't just think things and change everything by sitting on your butt. To which I reply, exactly. You never stop moving. Change your mindset and continue on with your life. Cultivate your emotions, focus your thoughts, and move into them physically. Don't let your emotions control you. Pull your thoughts into the physical realm. What can you do to change things? Honestly, just start by being good to yourself. Fill yourself up with the emotion of gratitude for even the smallest things and let it fill you to overflowing. Don't forget to treat yourself once in a while and try to change your perception of your life from what others think is best for you to what you think is best for you. Take a few minutes to sit down and really ask yourself, what do you really want? Of course, at first a lot of people might think of money, wealth, fame, and luxury. And hey, I'm sure those things can be pretty nice. But will they buy you happiness? I guess that depends on you and what you do with it. I found in my experiences that beyond all of those things, what people really want is to be accepted, appreciated, and loved. By genuinely giving to others, you will in turn receive that back, and the bonds that connect you to everything around you will strengthen so much further. I want to bring up one more thing before we end this video. There was a scientist in Japan a few years back who made an incredible discovery, but one that even today is generally unacknowledged by the global scientific community. Many of us are familiar with the work of Dr. Masaru Emoto and his experiments freezing water into crystals, which would change their form depending on what emotions were meditated upon before freezing. Now, this experiment received a lot of scrutiny and several failed attempts to reproduce it. However, there is another version of it which is equally as moving. Emoto discovered that by putting words on the side of a jar of rice with water in it, and every day casting either love, hate, or unacknowledgement towards the jar, it would dramatically change the way that the rice fermented. This experiment has been performed around the world and is easily replicatable by anyone, even you. And I super encourage anyone who's interested to look up the experiment and give it a try. And for those who have trouble replicating the experiment, we might find more information with Dr. Radden's presentation, who says that there was a very clear difference in the results between practiced meditators and people whose minds tend to wander. Having a strong mental and emotional resonance will affect the outcome of the experiment significantly. If thoughts and feelings can do this to organic matter, just imagine what they can do to us. Well, looks like we're about done for the day. But before I go, I want to leave you with words to be with for anyone looking for direction in their lives right now. You can have, do, or be anything you want. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Thank you everyone once again for watching this whole video through. From all of us at Spirit Science, we hope this video helped put some things into perspective. We have a complete list of all of our sources available on our website, spiritsciencecentral.com. For those who want to see more like this, please consider subscribing to our various social media channels. We post articles regularly on the Spirit Science Facebook page, and we have tons of inspiring content going out daily on Instagram. But the biggest resource we have available right now is definitely Patch Tarot. This is our own handmade tarot, which explains the secrets of the universe in a way that anyone can understand. You see, the subject of thoughts and mind relate intimately with the tarot, because the tarot itself is a pictographic and symbolic blueprint of the structure of the cosmos and the connection between the mind, the emotions, the body, and the soul. Altogether, the tarot weaves this diagram for us to make sense of ourselves at a deeper level. We've put a lot of love and effort into explaining how all of this works between the Book of Patch and Patch Tarot, the blueprints for your ascension. It's also available in an app, and you can learn more at patchtarot.com. Thank you again so much for all of your love and support over these past 8 years, and here's to many more bright years to come. Love you so much from all of us at Spirit Science.
'99, and the illusion continues. One begs to ask, when will it end? Unnatural disasters happen seemingly every week. Train crashes, shootings, nuclear accidents. Is there any place of refuge one can flee from this insanity? Very few of mankind's creations are designed to make you feel good, unless you get pleasure from seeing the human body desecrated by guns, explosions, fights, and any other things these so-called artists create. In the name of freedom, many have used art as a means to destroy the human mind. As an excuse to continue, we hear, art reflects society. How many times has this lie been repeated? Creations are not real, they say, and yet any one of these people can call to mind images and complete scenes of horror in graphic detail. They will carry these so-called unreal creations around with them for the rest of their lives. These images are now a part of their being. In the name of recreation, these people, in fact, are recreating themselves and their own images. Society then reflects art. In man's decision to further separate from God, his recreation of himself leaves him in a dysfunctional state of confusion. The mind becomes a burial ground for dead waste. Isolated from the wholeness of God, earth, and his fellow brothers and sisters, this man seeks solace in activities he thinks will stimulate his mind. He then begins downloading into his brain a series of man-made creations designed to destroy it. All man-made creations originate from one of two sources, the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. One of these trees contains deadly fruit, the other, fruit of everlasting life. The one who disregards this fact recreates himself and his kind into extinction. You are reading these words on a machine created by man. As you read, you hear a voice speaking to you the words that you perceive. They make sense to you because you understand. Stand under the spelling. The words are what binds this spell to your illusion. When you hear the truth, like a memory, you recognize it, and this recognition releases you from all illusion. Many languages are brilliant in their attempt to confuse you. Con meaning against, fuse meaning together. Words in their spell-binding illusions have the power to keep man separate from God. You were born in an all-knowing state of mind. The first words spoken to you begin the spell. The words come from one of two sources, the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. In ignorance or simply lack of respect for God, many use words that confuse the minds of humans and turn them into projections of their own illusions. Because of this fact, many people grow up and blindly assume their pre-selected role under a dictatorship without even being aware of it. When asked what they are doing here on Earth, most will answer with statements that do not reflect their natural God-given desires. This creates a pyramid-like structure with the dictator on top and each level under it knowing less and less. Upon reaching the bottom level, which is where the majority is, you will find chaos, disorder, and illusion. With ill as its prefix, illusion is a state of insanity. In the name of democracy, supreme power is vested unto the people in this insane state instead of God. A future recreated to be ruled by man is one of isolation and despair. Returning the leadership back into God will allow mankind to achieve its original collective goal, which is union with God. Ideas contrary to this goal should not be blamed or persecuted, just simply ignored. They originated when man first chose to ignore God's rule. Simply put, in the beginning, the human was made perfect in God's image. They had no need for knowledge. They were also given freedom of choice. The tree of knowledge and the tree of life are reflections of this freedom. The human is now a reflection of their choice. They could have simply chose not to choose. God being centrifugal in nature, freedom was the cause and choice was the effect. In knowing their perfection made in God's image, there was no need to choose. In fact, there were no needs. There was only love in an all-knowing state before the fall. The worst thing you can do is give up your God-given right to choose. For in it, you can choose not to choose. Therein is the final judgment. The illusion ceases, and you awaken from your dream. Now the healing begins. With an all-knowing mind made in God's image, you can create as your creator, God intended. With love, honor, and respect for every living thing in the universe, separation ceases and we all become one being, singing the one song.
I am the universe, the sun, the moon, and sea. I am the energy. That is what I believe. I can be contradiction. That is all I see. But I am the universe. Keep me company.
Company, company, come to me, come to me.
Here at the center of it all,
I know.
All right. Peace and love. Welcome back to the Motivational Classroom with Haru, Cedric, and Dwight. And today we are also joined by the beloved LJ Presley. And today we are talking about what are thoughts and how do we train them, right? So what the panel has pretty much kind of been breaking down to you what a thought is from our perspective, you know, the subconscious mind, you know, Cedric mentioned. And we covered a few aspects of thoughts, you know what I'm saying, a few important aspects. So if you're just now tuning in, we encourage you to please catch the top of the broadcast. All right, so if you want to call in, the number to call in is going to be 929-477-3423, 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys are pressing 1 so that we can see you in the caller queue. All right, so the clip that you just heard was a clip from Spirit Science. I encourage you also to go to Spirit Science and look at go to their YouTube channel, y'all. They have a lot of different topics. We're going to be covering a lot of the different topics, a few of the topics this week. But awesome YouTube channel. On my spiritual journey, when I first started out, it was just amazing stuff. You know what I'm saying? They kind of teach a lot of basic things, but they also teach things on a higher level as well. So anyway, please check them out and subscribe to their channel. All right, I am joined again with my brothers, Dwight and Cedric, and we'll bring LJ on in a bit. Brother Cedric and Dwight, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir, you better goddamn know it.
All right, there we go. Amazing, all right. All right, y'all, so, man, say, powerful clip, almost 30 minutes. You know, they broke down, I feel, a lot of the scientific aspects of it. So, Brother Cedric, what did you think about the clip?
I thought it was insightful, and not to mention the fact that it brought you into, it kind of balanced itself out because it brought you with the reality, and then it also brought you the proof. Like always, what we try to do is, without a shadow of a doubt, bring truth to you and allow you to be able to understand, you know, what's being delivered to you. So I think the clip itself was powerful. I didn't even realize it was 30 minutes. Shit, I was like vibing to it.
Man, say yeah, when it's good like that, shoot, you look up, you're like, what? It's already time.
Exactly.
I had to hurry up and get back to the computer because you know I gotta play the song, and I'm like, fuck, you know. Man, say yeah. All right, Brother Dwight.
Man, powerful clip. You know, they took it there on an esoteric level, talking about really. And I love how the clip was talking about purpose because we're living in a world right now to where nobody has a purpose on their life. Everybody just going through the motions. And so when you understand what that means, you understand that you're a collective part of something. So, man, that clip just gave it to you. And then after Prince, hell, we can just end the show. You know, after Prince,
I was thinking that.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, how Prince go to telling you about how they've been controlling us, and at the lower level, you're talking about chaos, you're talking about the hood, you're talking about what's going on in the hood, how we deal with these things on it. You got murders every day. You got all this type of stuff. You got ill behaviors because people are living in an illusion because they don't know what their life is. They don't know who they are. So you talking about mental control. You talking about the food. You talking about this very system that we live in, this very world that we live in today. It's all controlled. It's all given to you. Your life is already preordained for you. Your mothers and fathers are taught to you, are taught to teach you something else. You always ask what you want to be in this life. It always pertains about something you saw on TV. They always have you aspiring to something outside of you instead of inside of you. So you're talking about the very misconception. And even if you think about the book of Revelation, that's what we're talking about. We're in a time of revealing, all right? If you talk about the beginning, how Adam bit the apple, and he ate from the tree of life, right? This is talking about the woman. This is talking about how he came through the matrix, came into this world of existence, and the reason why they twist the woman up and say that she is evil is simply because through her, you are birthed into this world of knowledge. You are birthed into this world of intel. You have no choice but to bite from the tree of knowledge. You have no choice but to come from this tree. So now what happens is that your will governs you. Your free will begins to determine what you do or what you create in this life based off what you want and what you desire. Now you add the fact that you live in a world where all your wants and your desires are taught to you. Not only are they taught to you, the decisions are made easy for you to take the easy way out. It's easy for you to say, fuck it. It's easy for you not to find purpose in your life. It's easy for you to just follow suit. It's easy for you to stay in a process of just going through the motions every day. It's easy for you to live paycheck to paycheck because it's hard for you to break the system of the systematic thoughts that's already been given to you. You're talking about chemtrails. You're talking about everything you watch on TV. You're talking about power that has been taken away from you from the time they disconnected you from the tree of life. All right? When they cut your umbilical cord too soon, all right, you are disconnected from this tree. So what happens? That means that your quest for knowledge now becomes so strong for you to know who you are because you've been removed from who you are from the very time of your conception, from the very time you came into this realm of existence. If you did not have a natural birth, if your mother did not come in this world, if you wasn't a doula, if you weren't born of our ancestral way, water birth, all these different things, to where you are attached to the umbilical cord until the placenta dries up, to where you're receiving all of the DNA that was given to you by the, because you are, I want you to understand, mother says, what mother says goes. See, this is why mama always knows best. See, mama's, papa's mate, you feel? So what that means is you become the flesh of your mother. You become everything that your mother is. But you're talking about the fact that when they cut your umbilical cord, when they cut the placenta, this is the beginning of the deprogramming. Because who has held you first in most of the time when you're dealing with these hospitals? And a lot of people say, I held my baby first. If you did not have your hands on your baby, and your baby come out of your womb, you did not hold your baby first, beloved. Think about it. The doctor held that baby and handed you the baby. This was a form of disconnect, whether you want to believe it or not. He came out and felt energy that he never felt. Your child came out and felt energy from a human being, and not only was it a human being, it was someone on not on a true God frequency, and it's when you're talking about somebody who's there just to perform this birth for the money, somebody who's not resonating in a place of love. See, everything that you do must pertain to you coming from a place of love. This is God frequency. So you're talking about a frequency, you're talking about a vibration, and you're talking about how through all of your trials and tribulations, through everything that you go through in your life, it's supposed to lead you back to this frequency, leads you back to this vibration. So when you understand that we are the year of the three, and we are in the year of the high peak, we are in the age of information, everything is traveling fast, time is speeding up. You can ask for something or you can plan something and it happens before you know it. You can begin to think something or think about someone and they call you before you know it. So it's just obvious the way the energy is now flowing from the way we even connect the way we do. Like, we don't have to have much conversation, but once we get on the call, we're connected. That's energy. All is energy. When you understand that, you understand that you are energy, and then you begin to understand that why everything that they have you doing is taken away from your energy.
Powerful. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Wee man. Yes, yes. Oh, shit.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah. Okay. LJ! Woo! Baby!
Oh, my God. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Y'all don't understand what we just experienced. I'm in my car, and I have tears running down my face. And I am in such a level of, receiving. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, my God. We don't understand the utterance of moaning and groaning. We don't understand those levels of vibrations that we give that come with unspoken words. Prince says you have a choice in your choosing, and you have a choice to not choose. What? What? Did you not get that?
We go. Hold on.
Did you not get that?
He said that shit.
Slow it down for us. Break it down for us, baby.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. From the womb. 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 Oh, my God. Did y'all not get that? It is not a choice. It is a choice, but it's not a choice. Those in religion say, the Bible will say, many are called, but few are chosen. It's not a choice when you're chosen. It's not a choice when you are able to live this life. It is a purpose for you and your life to be. Your life is the purpose. Oh, my God, did y'all not get that? Did y'all? Oh, my God. Ooh, that thing touched me. That thing touched me. Because we as who we are, just as we are, is enough. And it's enough for the connections in the situations that come. They come because we show ourselves approved in them. Oh, my God, this has nothing to do with the you that you've been taught is you. This has everything to do with the you that you were created to be. And you had a choice in creation to be. Because you didn't have to come. You didn't have to stay. You didn't have to connect. But in the choice, you chose. This thing right here, y'all, I know this got to be spirit because I'm dealing in a level that I'm functioning and driving and interacting, and I'm high, y'all. I'm on a spiritual high from that thing right there. That whole setup, that Prince thing, listen, that needs to be a mantra for the world. Daily, your hour of waking up, you need to hear that thing every day of your remainder of existence, because it is a reminder. It is unity on such a level that it wipes out all of our differences and indifferences. It connects us to the fact that we embrace the purpose of our indifferences. Oh my God, to choose to not choose. Listen, that thing took me to the womb. That thing took me to being created. That thing took me to the initiation of life, of the egg and the sperm. That thing took me to the growth and the connection to the mother. As Brother Dwight was talking about, being connected to the tree, the umbilical cord. Oh, I am blessed. I am so blessed. I didn't even know how blessed I was. I am so blessed that all of my children, came into the knowledge of the women before me, except for MJ. And MJ came out with such a force that it was a black woman that was my doctor that I had a soul connection with that listened to me talk to her about my body and my baby. And when I birthed my baby in two pushes, he landed in her chest, not her head. He landed in her heart. understand what you're doing. My great-great-great-grandmother, my grandmother's grandmother delivered my firstborn son. My mother, I mean, no, she delivered me. My mother delivered my son. Michaela was pulled from my womb by my hands. Y'all don't understand that thing right there. Oh, my God. Wow. Listen to me. Wow, listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. This thing is bigger than we've ever thought, and yet it is so small because from thought, everything was created, even the universe. Even the universe. God found it and it became. Oh my God. So he said that there would be light. But light came from the darkness. And only when you know that you are in the darkness can you create the light. Yeah, please, y'all, get this. This is freedom. This is freedom. On a level that will set free everything you ever thought to be. And it is so powerful. And I am so grateful for this platform right here, because this gave me life, new life. New life. These are tears of joy. This is energy of acceptance. This is power, y'all. Oh, my God. That thing right there with Prince. If you ain't never listened to nothing else he ever created, get that. Marinate in that. Make love to that. Embrace that. Smell that. Taste that. Eat that. Embellish. Oh, my God. That is, that's the show. It's a boom, bam, bing. It's over.
It's over.
That thing right there was, ooh, God.
Yeah. And we're gonna end it.
Oh, yeah. And I must. When you're talking about the universe, when you're talking about everything that Prince spoke of, this is truly what we're experiencing in this life right now. And when you're talking about how man has been so far removed from God, a lot of us are out here praising and worshiping so many different deities and energies and doing all these things and. What we do not understand is you're missing the power that is vested within you. You do not have to call on anything. You do not have to ask for assistance from anything. You are connected to a source that is so powerful where you can command any energy that exists on this plane of existence. This is what you come from, the one and the zero. This is what brought you into existence. Ye are God. See, to understand that you are God, you must understand that you are connected to God. This does not give you dominion over anything else but yourself. Our need to rule, our need to be in control, our desires, our wants, all these things have kept us so separate from God. God is not pleased with the hearts of men. This is what we're experiencing right now in the times that we're living in. This is why people have no choice but to either adhere to the calling at hand for you, or ye shall perish. This is what we're experiencing. Everyone cannot go. If you're experiencing any type of emotional releases in your life, if something is happening in your life that you cannot explain, you're steady going through cycles and you're tired of this. You're wondering why these things are continuing. God is trying to tell you something. Spirit is trying to move you to your purpose in this life. Every day that you wake up is your reminder that you have purpose. This is why one must wake up every day with the attitude of gratitude. Be thankful for the time that ye are given. For at any moment, any second, darkness can come upon thee. This is what can happen. This is truly the truth that we're living in. The world ends for people all the time. For death simply comes, it does not stay. To understand this, you will know that one is not meant to die twice in this lifetime. What that means for you is, if you do not find purpose, and you're continuously waking up every day, allowing your emotions to control you, allowing your energy to be harnessed, giving away the very essence of what God has given you, all the gifts that have been bestowed upon thee, you will perish. You will die a lonely death, a horrible death. You will leave energy on this earth for someone else to deal with. You must understand that your purpose, your karmic debt, is not about only what you do. It is also about what you do not do. For one not to fulfill his purpose in this life is to waste the time that God has given you. Do not waste your time anymore. Time is now. The shift is upon you, whether you like it or not. You have no choice but to find the purpose and the calling that is on your life. If you do not, you will continue to experience all the strife and the trials and tribulation that you're going through right now. And things are only going to get harder for you. Find your purpose and you shall find your peace. God is waiting for you.
Down, freezing cold, that's how we already know. When it's here, my dog will probably do it for Louis Bell. That's just all he know, he don't know nothing else. I tried to show him. Yeah, I tried to show him. Yeah, 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 yeah. Gone on you with the pick and roll. Younger flame, he in sicko mode.
Made this here with all the ice on in the booth. At the gate outside, when they pull up, they get me loose. Yeah, jump out, boys. That's Nike boys hopping our coast. This shit way too big. When we pull up, give me the loot. Was off the Remy, had up at post. Had to hit my old town to duck the news. 2-4-hour lockdown, we made no moves. Now it's 4 a.m. and I'm back up popping with the crew. I just landed in, Chase B mixes pop like Jamba Juice. Different color chains, think my jewelry really selling fruits. And they joking, man, know the crackers wish it was the news.
Surrender, retreat, we all in too deep. Play for keeps, don't play us a week. Surrender, retreat, we all in too deep. Play for keeps, don't play us a week.
This shit way too formal, y'all know I don't follow suit. Stacy Dash, most of these girls ain't got a clue. All of these hoes I made off records I produced. I might take all my exes and put them all in a group. Hit my essays, I need the booch. About to turn this function into Bonnaroo. Told her hop in, you coming too. In the 305, bitches treat me like I'm Uncle Luke. Have to slot the top off, it's just a roof. She said, where we going? I set the moon. We ain't even make it to the room. She thought it was the ocean. It's just a pool. Now I got her open. It's just a ghost. Who put this shit together? I'm the glue.
So and sad.
Shorty face, Tommy out the blue.
So and sad. So and sad, motherfucker. So and sad.
Don't play up for
Astro. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey. She's in love with who I am. Back in high school, I used to bust it to the dance. Now I hit the FBO with duffels in my hands. I did half a Xan, 13 hours till I land. Had me out like a light, ay, like a light, ay, like a light, ay. Slept through the flight, ay, not for the night. 767, man, this shit got double bedroom, man. I still got scores to settle, man. I crept down a block, made a right, yeah. Cut the lights, yeah. Pay the price, yeah. Niggas think it's sweet, it's on sight, yeah. Nothing nice, yeah. Vegas in my eyes, Jesus Christ, yeah. Checks over stripes, yeah. That's what I like, yeah. That's what we like, yeah. Lost my respect, you not a threat. When I shoot my shot, that shit wetty like on Shaq. See the shots that I took, wet like on Book, wet like on Lizzie. I be spinning valley circle blocks till I'm dizzy. Like where is he? No one seen him.
trying to clean her. Yeah. She's in love with who I am. Back in high school, I used to bust it to the dance. Now I hit the FBO with duffels in my hands.
Woo.
I did half a Xan, 13 hours till I land. Had me out like a light,
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 like a light.
Yeah, Pastor Dawson's telly sending texts, ain't sending kites. Yeah, he say keep that on lock. I say you know this shit is tight. Yeah, it's absolute.
Yeah,
I'm back with boot.
It's lit.
LaFerrari. Jamba Juice, yeah. We back on the road, they jumping off no parachute. Yeah, shorty in the back, she say she working on the glutes. Yeah,
oh
ain't by the book, yeah. It's how it look, yeah. By the check, yeah. Just check the foot, yeah. Pass this to my daughter, I'ma show her what it took.
Yeah.
Baby mama cover fours, got these other bitches shook, yeah.